Wilderness cairns are an opportunity to leave something behind, a note and a signature on a piece of paper, a memory of one's passage recorded. Souvenirs serve a similar purpose, but in the opposite, an object taken with, the physical embodiment of a memory. Over the course of decades of wilderness paddling, many things have found their way into my pack and have come home with me. Each item can be traced back to a remote river or a small settlement visited in my journeys. These souvenirs cover the mantle of my fireplace, decorate walls, or cover some other flat spot under the roof I call home. Many of these are unexplainable in their value or interest to me. Like a raven, I'm attracted to unusual items. Blue amethyst crystals catch the sunlight coming through the window. I found clusters of these crystals along the Hood River, just above the famous Wilberforce Falls. I found a cork fishing net float among the flotsam on Pelly Bay off the Arctic Ocean after completing the Arrowsmith River. It is a reminder of the several-hour struggle paddling against a riptide and how quickly we could have become more flotsam in the frigid salt water. There are a few fossilized fish skeletons encased in what was once mud, now hardened into stone. A score of other more nondescript rocks lie in baskets at the base of the fireplace, their significance lost in my memory. I have a knit stocking hat, a toque, made of muskox underwool called kiviat. The yarn was spun from bits and tufts of wool I collected from the tundra across the Arctic and knitted into a hat by my wife Kay. Bits of tundra, guard hairs, and other imperfections are still present in the spun yarn. The DNA of a continental population of muskox is represented in a single hat. The vague aroma of muskox emanates from the hat when it's damp. Small reminders of past trips turn up every now and then. I still find bits of kiviat, an interesting rock, or a fishing lure with no hooks in a pocket or at the bottom of a pack. Other unseen and tangible souvenirs came home with me and have influenced my life since. Shared experiences and shared difficulties of living in the bush have forged lifelong friendships. The first sound of sandhill cranes in the spring causes me to flash back to countless tundra landscapes and crane calls filling the air. Memories are like beads strung together on a thread of time. Some are light as tufts of kiviat from the backs of a muskox. Some are heavy as rocks. For me, the string of beads isn't tied off just yet. There are more souvenirs to collect.